Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mighty Variety Show.
Holy moly!
Holy interference, Batman. I never got to really say something.
Well, there's
like
interference,
that.
And there's a reason why, and we'll tell you in a second. And we're sorry that we're starting late, because it doesn't usually happen like this, but Hal didn't really do anything. It was kind of our equipment, but Hal...
And I don't have to come here and be on some little rinky-dink show with you. I don't even know why I'm here doing this.
Sorry. Oh, that's funny.
I think he just threw that in to
he likes his Andy off. Kaufman. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
Welcome to the Mighty Variety Show right here on the Shark Radio Network. I'm Moo.
And I'm Sweet Roll. Nom.
Nom.
Just added that in. Nom.
Nom.
Well, we are really glad to be here, and we missed last week, and when I say we missed it, we planned not to be here for a good reason, but we missed you guys terribly. I was in an airport, and I looked at my husband, and I said, right now, we'd probably be saying something like this, penis, penis. He's like, shh.
Over and over and over again.
Yes. That's
to see how many times we could say it in one show.
That's our show. The end.
Oh, and Cindy has requested boobs.
Boobs?
Boobs.
Boobs.
One day we'll have to do boobs.
We will do boobs.
We will.
That's not a problem. We have plenty of inspiration. So do you want to tell them where we are? Did we already? And I just blacked
no,
out.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I just told them that we had a lot of radioactive interference.
Ah. Ooh.
Ooh. And I'm going to let you pronounce it because I screw it up.
Oh, no, we're in Chernobyl.
Yes, yes, because what we're going to do after the show, some of you don't know and some of you don't know, we are paranormal investigators. So we are going to utilize this hellhole that they've sent us to for free.
Yes.
And we're going to do a paranormal investigation afterwards.
That's right. We're actually going to be put into radiation suits. Well, it blocks radiation. And and we get exactly, I think it's something like under, we have to be back out in under 2 hours, though, or
yes.
else we'll die or something
yes.
like that. A slow and painful death. And we don't want that.
We don't want
we
that.
We hope it's quick, like Thelma and Louise. We're just going to drive off a cliff. No, we're not. That's crazy talk.
Oh. Well, and I think some of it is, you know, we met at the airport, and your flight arrived first, and then I got there, and then Hal got there. We had to wait for Hal.
Yes.
Gosh. And as we were driving by, we could see the... It's hard to explain, but it had a very solemn feel to it. And we're like, why?
Why
would Shark Radio send us here?
Yeah, they're challenging the limits of our comedy expertise, I think.
I guess.
Let's put you in a really sad place. You know, next you're going to go to, you know, some war-torn? I can't even talk. War-torn country or where kids are starving and then be funny.
That's right. Come on. Just like that. Be funny.
Yeah.
So one of the things that since we weren't driving and we had our face plastered to the windows looking, we decided Robin was brilliant and said, oh, why don't we do an investigation? And I'm like, squee! Because,
yes.
you know, the movie's coming out or is out, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm totally lost. Yeah, that's right. It is.
And it's scary looking. And I think when you put like paranormal with like radioactivity, you get paranormal radioactivity 1, 2, 3, and 4. So that's what we're doing, and that's why we're here, and that's why our computers and our sound system and everything is like,
yeah, it's like going, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, but I think you guys can hear us now, so.
I hope so. I hope so. Yes. If not,
everything is so green. I'm just saying. Oh, it's glowing, too. Wait, that's not right.
So, needless to say, you know, our we don't have a fancy studio. We have kind of a tentish thing set up.
Yes.
It's very bland.
Spartan. And yeah. Only the things we need are here. That is it.
There's far not enough glass between us and Hal. And everything that we're going to drink, we brought with us. I'm just saying.
Excuse me. I happened to be passing, and I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. I want you to sit down.
Thank you. Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
Nice little airplane humor, since one of the members of Airplane had a birthday not too long ago. What, 2 days ago? Yesterday?
Oh, who was it?
Oh, I hate it when you do that.
Like, oh, go on. I want specifics. I want to know what he got for gifts. What?
Julie.
Julie Hagerty. Gee. Oh, nice.
Yes. Which... You know, she played such a good role in everything she's ever done. And Stuart's like, wow, she put on a little weight. What, 5 pounds?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Since the 70s, and it's 2012, she's put on a little weight. Slap! I would have said, there we go. Go ahead and call 911 because I'm about to slap you.
Maybe. It's like, it's been 30 years since she's been on airplane, and you're like, oh,
because women can't change. Women can never change. Women have to stay exactly the same as they are in their early to mid-20s.
I know.
Or else you throw them away. That's what we do. What? That is crazy. Oh,
exactly.
Stuart, don't make me come over there.
I really didn't like him. I just didn't like him.
Sorry. Full of those. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness.
Very good.
So, basically, we aren't wearing anything except for we are wearing the bottom half of the radioactive protection suits.
Yeah.
So, we're not sexy whatsoever.
Yeah, unless you think protecting your junk is sexy.
That's right.
And our trunks. Although a glowing trunk would be cool, I guess, at a rave or something. For the kids today, they'd be like, hey, your mom's cool. Her butt's glowing.
She's like a lightning bug.
Badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk. Oh, my goodness. So should we move right through since we started a little late?
Yes. Hal, cue it.
Hal.
If he just point at you, why does he wave? It's like, do something.
What wizardry is this?
Darla's asking for that song.
I know, she's like, I want that song. And I'm like, I can't find it. I'll keep looking. So, as you know, we didn't have a show last week. And the reason we didn't have a show last week is because our favorite sweet roll is doing a big, wonderful new start of life.
I am.
She's not. No. She's not going through menopause.
I've been released. And I am turning over a new leaf, no longer leading a life of crime in the evenings while being a mild-mannered secretary during the day.
And she's wearing a cape.
And I'm wearing a cape and Chernobyl pants.
That's right.
And that's it.
And that's it. No. And she is moving to New York, which I am so excited. I mean, you know, we'll get to see each other for the shows and stuff, so that's really good. But she was up north, and I begged her, yes, I did, I begged her on my knees, to please, please, please send me pictures and videos out the wazoo.
So I
and
did.
She did.
I sent her so many, I got concerned for her data plan. Suddenly, I stopped and asked, am I blowing up your data plan? Am I going to cost you like $50 for pictures of every blade of grass?
I'm like, no, because it's through my text. So I was really excited. I got to see video. I got to see houses. I got to see her sitting on a cannon making it look like a penis, which is awesome.
Just blasphemizing. Is that a word? Blasphemizing?
Yes.
Blasphemizing the Saratoga battlefield. You know, it changed the history of the...
In more ways than...
Revolutionary War. Well, I was like, take this, British.
So we decided, and this is where I know it's taking a long time to get through there, but we'd been talking and and then she came back Friday night. Well, over the weekend, you know, over the weekends I like to cook if I'm home, and I was home. And so one of the things I put down was a recipe that I made for rice pudding. And she's like, you're kidding. I haven't had rice pudding in years.
Years.
And you made rice pudding.
I did. Well, yeah, I had some and I ate it. And
yes.
I was like, this is really good. I don't know why I don't have it more often.
It is good.
And then I like, well, I better go sit down and look to see what Facebook has to say. And you're like, here's a recipe for rice pudding. I was like, no way.
But it didn't stop there.
It didn't
stop.
Oh, no. Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So Sunday, originally I was going to make a roast in the crock pot, but somebody, my other half, forgot to pull the roast out. So instead I pulled out T-bone steaks, took a picture, and you're like, what?
I'm having T-bone steaks. Or I just had finished eating one. I ate a little earlier than I couldn't believe it. And we, you know, we do that, but that was like two incidences close together that were pretty cool. I mean, of all the crazy rice puddings in the world.
I mean, what are the odds? Really, what are the odds?
Yeah, what are the odds? Rice pudding and T-bones?
What witchery is this?
Yes. It was pretty, it was pretty all right. Yeah.
Sterling. Don't you just hate it when they don't pull out?
I know. That's what I was thinking. Didn't pull out the rose. Neck, neck, neck. I just elbowed the wrong direction instead of towards you. I went. So I think
no,
I'm supposed to elbow
like,
you. I think there's something affecting me here. I can't breathe, and I just went neck, neck, neck to an invisible someone to my left instead of you to my right.
That's right. I'm like, are you flapping? What are you doing?
I laid an egg. Don't eat it.
Yes, please. Oh, my goodness.
And that brings us right into...
Tell me, darling, tell me, please, is it wrong?
I'm so easily amused.
I am too. I can listen to some of these things I hear, and I laugh every single time. So,
yes.
Oh, is it wrong?
Is it wrong?
Is it
so
wrong?
You have an it. Is it wrong?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love judging other people. It is a favorite pastime of mine, and just little things, too. I just want to hear one little snippet of their life, and I'll make sweeping judgments about them, of course. Doesn't everybody?
Of course.
We say we don't, but we do. And we know
but we do.
Well, I've raised, in my former line of work, I've raised plenty of other people's kids. I don't have any children of my own. I don't care.
Well, you do. You have three puppy children.
I have puppy children, but I'll acknowledge that there is some differences. Just a few.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Diapers.
There were so many things. Okay, yeah, well, well, when they get old enough, you never know. Anyway, so this mom is walking with her young daughter. I don't know how old she was, but young and small. And her voice was a little yappy. She's very young. Yappy, listen to me.
Yappy, just like yappy. My dogs.
Yes, so another similarity. Anyway, the daughter said that, you know that saying, miss me, now you got to kiss me.
Yes.
Only the daughter sang, miss me, now you gotta wish me. And immediately, without hesitation, the mom says, you have to sing it. It's Kiss Me, and you can't change things. It's got to be that. You can't ever change that. It's, you know, you have to say it the way it's supposed to be. And, like, really just went on about how the daughter, and immediately it struck me as, wow, let's start crushing her creativity right away. Now, you can,
yeah.
I think the girl knows that it's Kiss Me. She's so knowledgeable about it. She was able to change that one word. And, you know,
and use her imagination, which we're all supposed to be encouraged to do.
Right. Except it seemed opposite. She just immediately said, you have to do it the way it's supposed to be. You cannot change it. Those were her words. You cannot change it. And I thought, well, that sucks. And then the other thing I thought was, if she looked a little deeper, what her daughter may be saying too is, hey, I don't like people, you, whoever, invading my personal space. Maybe now you've got to wish me. Maybe it didn't make as much sense, but maybe she's saying, I don't want to be kissed all the time. I don't want someone in my face kissing me. I need my own space. You know what I mean? Maybe she wasn't.
Has to be on my terms.
Right. And it just, you know, it's like, no, you're gonna get kissed and you're gonna like it because, you know, I'm your mom or that's your whatever, you know, and go kiss
Which
your grandma.
Led me to instantly say the mother must be immature.
And I thought she looked pretty young. I did. But I, you know, so I did that sweeping judgment and I thought, is it wrong to make sweeping judgments like that? But is it wrong for her to immediately, without hesitation, tell her she cannot change things?
Well, just like you said, don't stunt her growth.
Yeah, because you could, I mean, there's so many ways you could address that. You know, if you need.
Well,
like
and some of the best
to.
Things were people changing what our normal and natural perception of things are.
I like I sing miss me, now you gotta bone me. What?
Penis.
And no one ever corrected me on that, and I blossomed.
That's right. Blossomed into a sweet roll.
Into an artiste sweet roll. Oh my God. Totally on a little slightly separate note. My brother likes to speak Spanish, okay? Even if the person knows English and he thinks they know Spanish, he will speak Spanish. And he introduced me to some gentlemen today.
Mm-hmm.
he called me, he said, esta, which is that and not a person, but esta, es el Robin.
And you don't have to say is.
It was right before I got on the plane. Well, L. Robin is more like I'm like a wrestler or something.
Oh,
the Robin, you know, or whatever. And he looked at me, and I so this man who knew English, by the way. So I put my hands on my hips and I go, "El Robin." He cracked up laughing, and that's the only thing I said to the man. Anyway,
I would have had to have said, "Nacho Del Grande."
Anyway, yeah, I just thought, you know, it's just kind of funny. Yes, it's El Robin. Not ella, which is her. Ella está mi hermana. That is my sister. Ella está mi hermana Robin. That's all you have to say.
Yes.
Or se llama Robin. But not that over there. That's the Robin. It's like, well, I am an entity sometimes, but I'm not dead yet.
But I'm not
dead yet.
That reminds me of who is it? The show, the British show,
Monty Python.
Yes, we've come for your liver. But I'm still using it. But I'm not dead yet.
Well, and the Galaxy Song, which I think I've said on the show, which Eric Idle sings when he comes out of the refrigerator to convince her to give up her liver. And he sings her that whole song. That's
yes.
The, instead of the wedding march, that's what I walked into at my wedding.
That's
the
right.
So
nice.
Funny. It is funny. Anyway. man, it feels good. It feels good to be back. I missed everyone.
It just feels right, Robin. It just feels right.
It does. So, let's see. Are you looking at me in my mouth? In my mouth.
I have to because your eye now turned into your mouth.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, duck lips. Would you like to do Monkey House and then break or break
yes.
And then Monkey House?
No, I'd like to do Monkey House then break. how.
Oh, what would you like to do?
I'm going to do the monkey house, then I'm going to break.
I'm going to break what? You know what? It doesn't work when we're on radio for you to hold your finger up. Do you know when someone, when you try to talk to them and they just, they're maybe doing something else and they just put their finger in the air?
Yes. Yeah. Waving it does not push the button.
No, it doesn't. He's working on it. He's like, I'm working on it. Do you hear that? That's Chernobyl.
That's Chernobyl, right there.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
Can everybody else hear that?
I don't know.
Hear it.
Okay, so you can hear the whole Chernobyl thing. Oh, cool.
Monkey House Buffet, y'all.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you, Hal. Good Lord.
The monkey speaks his mind.
Wow. I know where a monkey is. Sitting over there in a yellow banana hammock that's not protecting his nuts. Hey, Darla.
What up?
Nothing much. Nothing much. Just up here glowing.
Do you have Jerry on the line?
I think so.
I can't hear you, Tater.
Oh.
Tater.
Let's try that again.
Hang on,
That's okay, we can talk. Okay, I think...
How's
doing? Keep going, fingers.
Oh.
It'd be a lot easier if you folks would click on the button.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I was too busy fondling my onion.
I was peeling mine.
All I got to say is I hope to hell Hal never shows up down here in Texas because he don't know how to push a button.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He pushes our buttons.
Got that right. He'll never get George Jetson disease. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody knows.
What are you talking about?
George Jetson disease. George Jetson would come home and he'd be all upset because a finger would hurt from pushing buttons all day.
That's all he did.
Because he's from the future. He'd be my finger. Ding, 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 ding.
I do for a thing, push buttons.
Wow.
And what's funny is they always had Astro out on the treadmill. It was outside or whatever, but now people put their dogs on treadmills all the time. I think he was predicting the future.
Exactly. That would never mind.
I just
cracked myself up a little bit. Holy shit. Excuse me.
I'm going to look to see if Spacely Sprockets is hiring.
Hey, I'd take the job. I've worked with guys that were shorter than him.
Spacely. No, that's not what he said.
Jetson!
His name is Spacely. That's what he called his penis. He'd look down and go, Spacely!
Now that's a space sprocket.
Come and sit on my sprocket rocket. Smells like onions.
Oh my god.
Sorry, we've been gone.
I heard a rumor about you guys.
Uh-oh.
A rumor.
Heard of a rumor.
Yep.
Yeah, it's real true. Whenever my partner over there talks, she sounds like Nolan Ryan.
Oh,
she's riding around on a four-wheeler chasing snow monkeys off her damn property because they keep getting into the hen house. Yep.
Darla. I find it amusing that my Wonder Twin doesn't think he has an accent when he does.
Oh,
that's
yes, yeah, you do.
Wait a minute, let me see if I can get this right. Welcome to the Monkey House Buffet, y'all.
I'm gonna get you, Tata.
We have less of making you talk.
Yes, yeah,
something wrong with your onion, and we have to correct it.
Oh my gosh.
Slice and dice that onion, right?
I'm sorry, what? You will not speak of the onion?
If I have a drop if I say it again.
No.
I heard you guys were number two on the comedy part of Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we hit that.
We passed Bill Cosby up by four spots, wasn't it, Darla, or five?
Yeah.
And then now we've fallen back down to seven, ten.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's okay.
That's the ratings roller coaster. You get so excited, and then you're down here, and then you're up there, and then, as Darla said, you start hitting that. I don't know what that means. But you hit the number two spot. I'm not sure what that means.
Ooh. Oh, wait. No, see, in most parts, that's called dolphin sex, because if you hit there, all you hear is...
Oh, my God. Wow, but I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah, it's natural. It's natural to go up and down and up and down in the
ratings. Oh my God, I hope that is the way you do it.
And you cannot be on an emotional roller coaster attached to that, because it'll break you, because one day you're going to look and suddenly you'll be 100 for no particular reason, as then everyone's on vacation for the weekend. It's a major holiday. No one listens to your show for a weekend. This is something, a caveat about Blog Talk. And then suddenly you're like, and you go, why doesn't anybody like me? And you don't, you can't attach that kind of thing to yourself. I'm saying this
because you two for that, because it's going to happen, because we're both still going to do it. I know you warned us, but we're still going to do it. So when we get really drunk and heroined out because we're that upset, we're just like,
we'll call you for counseling. Oh, help.
Oh, please do.
Because we're hearing the Geiger counter go off.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, they left us in Chernobyl. Hey, don't worry. Me and Nolan will come over and get you.
Okay, Tater. We're on our way.
Well, the good news, I think, what is it that you're trying to get at, Melissa? Because I know you're trying to get at something.
Well, I think, first of all, that is something regardless. Number two, out of the thousands and thousands of shows.
Almost 2,000.
Yes.
For comedy. Just for comedy.
And we are also trying to do a little something-something for y'all, and you know about it, and we know about it, but we're not quite sharing with the listeners.
Oh, we can.
Sure.
I think we are going to be simulcasting. That's what's happening when you're around radioactive materials. Them before our show. Their show before our show.
That's right. So what we're going to do is Shark Radio is going to be broadcasting your most recent show on Friday before our show. And then it'll be us. And then very soon, Brian and Anna Marie are coming back. And I don't know when, but it's okay to say that. They are definitely coming back. And we're going to have another Freaky Friday, baby. Like,
dang time.
You're going to want to hit that Friday.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's glowing and stuff.
Make you say, yeah.
Be sure and bring a condom. Bring a condom.
That's right.
Don't be daft.
Have
don't
you ever tried
silly
to put an onion in a
be
condom?
Right. Wrap your
and
willy.
Cover your willy.
If anybody out there can get an onion into a condom, I'd love to see a picture of that.
Holy! Hey, I can do that.
On a awesome. Mighty Variety.
Seriously, out there, couple listeners, more. We want to see the pictures on Mighty Variety Show page. And we do on the Monkey House Buffet, because, I mean, it was said right here when you guys were on with us. So,
I've
you
seen
know
onions on buffets before. I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too.
We're going to have an onion buffet.
A challenge.
Oh, it is a challenge. An onion in a condom.
And we don't want one of these little baby cocktail onions you pull out of a jar. I'm talking a big arse onion.
It can be a
I'm not an animal, I'm a human being.
Ripped for our pleasure.
I've got an elephant onion.
You're going to have to lube that really well.
Yes,
really.
Yes. So what is your movie this week, guys? What is the zombie movie you will be sharing on your show? Or you'll be talking about?
Later.
What?
The original 1978 version of Dawn of the Dead.
Wow.
I mean, yay.
I'm going to tell you, it is something else. I haven't seen it in a long time, but...
Is that the one that they filmed in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because my husband tells me... Yes, my husband tells me every single time that it comes on, that's the mall by my house. That's the mall I used to go to when I was growing up, and it's true. So I know that the first time that I went out to near Pittsburgh, that's... I had to see them all. I had to walk through them all. And then I had some guy that was I think he was a little mentally challenged. He was very nice and had really long hair, and he came up and he said, "Isn't your head hot?" And he was really nice, and I said, "Yeah, it's hard having long hair." And that was the end of the conversation.
You asked him if his head was hot.
Well, it was weird, but, you know, I'm like, and I turned around and I looked at my husband like, "Oh, nice mall you got here."
Yeah. I think we should compare.
If he grew up beside that mall, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but, I mean, after I saw that movie, there's no way in heck you could pour me in that mall growing up. No. No. Nah.
And he said he remembers when they were filming it. I mean, I hear about two things from Pennsylvania all the time is the mall and Kennywood.
What's Kennywood?
It's a theme park. They have, the old wooden roller coasters.
Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because he saw Dolly Parton's workout, and he was like, "I want a Kennywood. Kennywood."
Kenny Rogers Wood.
Yeah. Yes. I want some Kennywood.
Yes. I'm still serving Kenny Rogers Roasters up there.
Come on, Norton. Give me the wood. Right over here.
So now, what are the albums you guys are going to be talking about?
We went female this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jerry.
I picked Katy Perry. No. that was a threat because you know how those show plannings go. There's always, you know. Anyway, I chose Blondie, Auto-American.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got some good ones on it. You know, Rapture, The Tide Is High, and Call Me.
Call me, hey.
Hey. And I chose Pat Benatar, Crimes of Passion, because
great.
I mean, she was the first chick that popped into my mind. And I'm going to tell you, when I was about 12, I wanted to be Pat Benatar. I thought she was just amazing.
We all were the same size at that point. She was
pretty
a small
much.
Person.
Well, she stole one of my songs, one of my ideas.
Oh, really?
Yes, because one time, which is kind of funny, I have a younger and an older cousin that are brothers, and I was really close to them. One was 2 years older, one was 2 years younger. But a lot of times when we were like at my grandmother's house or something, like I would either, you know, play with the older one or I'd play with the younger one. It was rarely all three of us. And one time I grabbed my older cousin and ran him into the middle bedroom, which I had no idea that my younger cousin was under the bed hiding. And I told him, I said, "I wrote this song. It's called Fire and Ice."
Oh, awesome.
And I can't sing and I can't play any kind of instrument. So I was kind of screwed by then. But
yeah.
As I was singing it for him, and I was so proud of myself, I think I was like 7 or 8, maybe. I was so proud of myself, and he's sitting on the edge of the bed, and he's giggling. And I'm like, "This is serious stuff." What I didn't know is my cousin was underneath the bed tickling his feet.
Ah.
I know, but she stole my song. I'm just
saying. Well, Fire and Ice isn't on this album, but you have Treat Me Right. You have, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Oh, You Better Run.
You better leave my son.
Stop it.
I just pictured you in a dirty armchair with a bottle of tequila in your hand about to pass out singing yourself to sleep.
Oh, and question. What are you Facebooking at? Question of the week is, whom is your favorite rock band? Rock. We picked genre.
What's your favorite snow monkey?
I like the ones that sit in the hot springs. Reese's. Reese's monkeys. They're usually patient zero.
Hey, only reason I'm dipping these in the water is I'm trying to cool them off. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Gonna cut him out.
By the way, our challenge: you can't cut the onion.
You can't cut
the onion. So the onion has to be whole.
It has to be whole,
yeah.
And there can
challenge.
Be no tears in the condoms.
Nope, because we don't want a bunch of little onions running around.
That's right. Be responsible.
I think I've already made it clear how I feel about that.
You don't want any onions. Oh, my goodness.
You don't need any pearl onions running around.
Whoa. She got a pearl onion. She got a pearl onion.
God forbid a shallot come around. What have you been doing?
What, the shallot?
The shallot stole my... Stilettos.
Yeah, you know, when an onion and a piece of garlic get together, and next thing you know, you got a shallot 9 months later.
Man.
I'm just saying.
Dude, I get yelled at if I shallot in the floor. I'm just saying.
That's nice.
Want that sink I heard a snort just then?
Snort too. I
we
like
have my vase.
We have a vase making you snort. It's the feather.
Cindy in the chat room has a great idea. Oh, Jean Shallot, that's me. Cindy in the chat room has a, she said, go get Maximum XLs, I guess. Maximum XLs, the giant condoms or whatever.
How would you like to be the person buying those? Excuse me, and you're a white guy. I'm sorry. The stereotypes, but whatever. So wait a minute, sir. We have a much smaller size back there.
I got even better.
No, the extra large is mine. No, it's not.
Hit the voice recorder.
I can see your pocket, and that looks like keys. So no.
Yeah, just a pokey little thing. Turn on your voice recorder. Record yourself going in, asking for the largest condom that they possibly have, and when they hand it to you, say, "Is this really all you've got?"
And then respond with these words. No, keep the bag. I'm just going to wear it out.
Wear it out.
True story, Richland Mall, Waco, Texas. Yeah, we may or may not have done that. It was me and a couple other buddies when we went in, and one was going to buy condoms, so he's going to get a box because we all pitched in. And the words, no thanks, I'll just wear them out, is what he told the girl behind the counter.
Oh.
And then she thought to herself, it's going to be over his head, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Either that or why bother? It's only going to take a minute.
Yeah, like Howie Mandel.
Oh, thanks.
He blew up gloves on his head. That wasn't condoms.
Yeah, that
was. Never mind.
Oh, mercy.
We'll cut that out.
Thank
oh, wait,
you
we're
guys.
Live.
As for extra credit, you should stretch one over your head and put air in it.
With your nose.
Oh, yes. Must be with the nose so you can smell that, whatever that smell is.
Oh.
It's anal nitrate or something. I don't know what they call it.
Anal nitrate?
No, I'm not speaking. We have number one snort. Two snorts.
I believe that was a 30 Seconds of Penis segment a while back.
Yes,
that was hilarious. One penis, two penises. And then by the time they got it, it was ten mighty fine penises.
Yes. Nice.
I know that's how I count them. It usually gets me hit in the face. But I mean, just for the sake of argument, because, you know, you three being ladies, you may not know this, and I will impart some wisdom from the man's kingdom, as it were.
All right.
There are two words in the English dictionary, or the English language, that will clear out any men's room anywhere in the world. All one man must utter are these two words. Nice dick. It's over. It's over at that point.
Well, it's either over or just beginning. There's no in between.
It's only just begun.
There's no in between.
Nothing more than feelings. I like the way you're looking at me up in my mouth. Show me where your mama lives.
That's hilarious.
Don't make me snort. I'm cracking myself up.
And it's laughs at own jokes. That's another nickname for Tater.
Laughs at own jokes.
This Tater thing is, though, it kind of annoys the hell out of me, but.
That's why I do it.
Well, you call her Nolan Ryan. She calls you Tater. You know.
Yeah, I guess I do. You can go ahead, darling. That's some funny stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. We'll be looking forward to hearing this week's show. And that's blogtalkradio.com/monkeyhousebuffet. Or you can just look at top comedy shows. And I bet you they'll be in the top seven.
I bet they will.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for having us on, ladies.
Happy
Bye,
Friday.
Guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. My face hurts, and I feel like I've had an ab workout.
Woohoo!
I'm just saying. Have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Have you?
I
want to
know that I'm not alone. Oh, my goodness. With 10 minutes left, do we want a break or do we?
Well, should we go like 10 minutes over just yes. to appease the demanding crowd?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. So I think we should go ahead and take a break real quick because we have a special announcement as far as one of our favorite fans.
Ooh. Woo-hoo-hoo. Great. And I need a drink, too. And Hal, I just saw what he did, and I don't want him touching my ice. I'm just saying.
Ew.
Ew. Okay, we'll be right back with more Monkey House with Faye. No. What? More what? Mighty Variety Show. I'm just joking. I don't know why I said that. I'm ridiculous.
Right here on Shark Radio Network.
We'll be back with more Mighty Variety Show right after this.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See, the ladies are insane there.
Who's he talking about?
Sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Mm-hmm. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I get it all lost.
And now, back to the Mighty Variety Show.
There was a monkey!
Luke and Sweet Roll. This is Dave from Conspiracy Corner on Blog Talk Radio, and you are listening to the Mighty Variety Show with Moo and Sweet Roll.
I'm half shark and half beta. Don't come near me. I will eat you.
Ooh, I think Hal's trying to get me drunk. That is a
strong drink. Strong. So I need to skip down to Robin.
Excuse me. Yeah, Moo. What's up?
Do you mind?
Ooh, actually, I do mind. Hey, Moo. Sorry, you were like looking at me. I'm like, hey, Moo.
What?
Do you mind?
Actually, I do mind.
Damn it. Okay.
And there's our next stinky poo.
Oh, Lordy.
So there's a reason why I wanted to go directly to actually I do mind. So we have a listener, and he's pretty crazy. He's in the crazy crowd. And he had posted about, what is her name? Nadia Suhlman? Is that her name? The chick that had like 6 kids before and then had 8 after at once. So she has like 14 kids.
Oh, yeah.
She is going to do a porn. So he posts on his thing, do you mind if I take off my clothes and show my stretch marks from having 8 babies? And then he posted my name, and he put, actually, I do mind. Yeah. And I was this was on Facebook, and I danced around my house like Snoopy for an hour.
Wow.
Because he actually did one of the...
I like that. Well, it's flattering. I think that him using our actually I do mind thing, and then Darla knowing word for word that one of our 30 seconds of penis, I appreciate that. It makes me happy.
I think
right here
so
down
happy.
Inside. Yes.
This just in, we already have our first onion in a condom picture.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. So
well, that's someone who had a condom at the tip of their fingers. I like someone who's handy and is, has a nice supply of things. I wonder if I could use my psychicry.
And there is the first one. It's coming up.
Oh, are you going to put it on Ustream?
Yes.
Awesome.
There it is.
Awesome. Wow.
That is thanks impressed. To our own, very own Sterling
I
Archer in
it.
The room.
I knew it. I knew it in the same place that I was happy from, right there, my middle. In my middle.
So there is our first one. That will be the first picture we will post on the Mighty Variety Show. I'm very impressed. I see still skin and the ends on.
Well, that looks good. That's pretty nice.
Yes. 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 Now he has to explain to his wife what the hell he's doing. And then she's going to find on his pictures on his computer, she's going to say, what in the hell is this? What kind of sick porn is this?
Sterling. Yes, exactly. What are you doing with that god dang onion? I'm getting tired of this. Again with the onion?
She's going to call him Trebek.
Trebek? No, he'll say, never mind. It's too lewd. I'm not going to even go there. Call me Trebek. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Congratulations to Sterling Archer. You are one of the best human beings I've ever known. I'm proud of that. And there's just something odd about it. It looks like maybe the end of it's open, and it looks like a little mouth going, I'm an onion. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at that now.
You know, and for those of you that are listening on TuneIn or aren't in the chat room, this is what you miss out on. You miss out on seeing videos of onions in condoms live. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I bet you can go see it on facebook.com/mightyvarietyshow.
Yes.
But we wish you were here.
Yes, yes.
We wish you were here.
Yes, we do. I'm just saying.
We kind of understand, not really. Why aren't you here?
Why?
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 Oh, my gosh.
We have another actually I do mind.
Yes, we do. We have a couple more, actually.
Yes, and I want you to say yours first for two reasons. Because, A, we weren't here last week, and two of them have to do with you not being here last week.
Well, first of all, a lot of people know that I'm moving, and there is this phenomenon that has been happening. You know, I have everything planned out, and it's difficult because not only are we moving, you know, a house that's been lived in for, you know, 15, 17 years or whatever, but we're remodeling at the same time, and it's a small craftsman-style house, so there's not much room, and there are boxes everywhere. Well, I have a plan, and people come in invariably within the first few minutes, say, oh, you need to do this, and they just don't even, and it's just getting on my nerves a little bit. I like help, but at the same time, it's getting my nerves. You need to do this, and need that, and if I was you, I'd do, and if I was you, you know, it's like, well, you have no idea what you're talking about, and I don't mean to be rude, but actually, I do mind.
So, no more advice for moving,
no
please.
No more advice. I just please. Can't take anymore. I can't take it anymore because I'm just going to explode. I'm like, oh, I know. Put the things in the boxes and take them with you. I've got it down. Thank you.
I understand.
Yes. Don't forget to seal the grout on the new tile floor in the bathroom. I got it. I'm sorry. I know that sounds rude, but I am just like every single person who walks in the house, and they all... like, do it now while I'm watching you. I want you to do my plan. Execute it right now. While I'm like, go away. And the other thing is, and enough about that, but oh my gosh, there's this great, it's a pub that's pretty close to the house that we're attempting to purchase. And I ordered this prime rib sandwich, right? Well, really, it's there's these two pieces of bread that are under this giant slab of prime rib, and I was like, yay, I love
this. Oh, and
this
it was beautiful,
place.
Too,
was,
guys, because she sent me a picture. Sorry.
And it wasn't expensive. No, it was fine or whatever. And so what I did was, like, cut half of it off and kind of made, you know, with one piece, one slice of the bread, I just made a little sandwich, you know, because there was this huge mound of fries or whatever, you know, and I thought, oh, I'll just take, you know, the other part with me and have some sandwich later because I think like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get so mad when I opened my container. The waitress threw away everything but the little piece of meat that was left. And I'm wondering, why didn't she pack the bread with my meat? It made me so mad because I love the prime rib. That is the star of the show, if you will. But I was thinking sandwich. And so my husband opens his box, and he had ordered a meatball sandwich, and his bread was perfectly intact. And he did not understand. I was like, it's not that big of a deal, except for she didn't throw your bread away. You didn't open your box to see three lonely meatballs rolling around in the bottom of your container. Where the hell is my bread? And I might have not even eaten it. Actually, I do mind.
And I do mind that you looked at me like crazy when I asked for sweet tea.
Oh, the other thing. And different restaurant. I said, oh my God, the lady, there was this old lady at the table next to us, and I guess she thought it was funny what I was saying, because I went different restaurant, and it was really crappy, never go there. I don't even remember the name. But anyway, so the tea comes, and I say, do you have any sweetener for the tea? You know, because I'm looking around. There's no containers with the little packets or anything in it. And she looked at me like I was insane, and I'm not even joking about that. And so then she kind of looks me up and down a little bit like, you're a little chunky. And then she says, I can go dig up some sugar for you somewhere, you know. Oh, and I said, I'm sorry, is it not your custom up here to put any sort of sweetener into your tea or whatever? And by this time, the lady at the table next to us is laughing because I keep saying something like, is this against your ways and your customs? Like I said, so mad. I was mad because this waitress was really, really snotty, I'm just going to say, in the way it's hard to describe over the radio. So I didn't know if I had offended her customs and ways or whatever. And I asked, and my husband, when she finally walked away, and she came back with packets or whatever. But my husband said, you know, the lady next to us is laughing because you couldn't hear them. She said, but I could hear the lady just saying how crappy the service was. And I guess she was really, you know, enjoying me saying, is it offending your customs and ways? And it is. It's just crappy service. Everywhere else that we went, you know, there were packets and nobody questioned anything, you know.
Whatever. Actually,
I do mind.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I might just order a package of, you know, one of those boxes of Sweet and Low and have it shipped to that restaurant and say, this one's on me, bitch. Just joking. I would never do that. Yeah, I would. And I'm a very nice person. We've traveled all over the world. It's hardly ever happened just that one place.
Crazy people. Crazy.
So, please tell me. Please tell me Yorn.
Yorn,
yours.
No.
Darla knew that what I was saying. She's probably the only
well,
one.
I have two, but one of the ones that's been on our list for like a month is the 30th. No, I think I talked about him last week. Did I? Did I? Or the week before?
The week before.
I did.
Oh, maybe you did.
So, what bugs me and what... Yes, I do mind, is when somebody insanely clicks their pin during a meeting. Click, 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 click.
Who has click pins anymore? Who has click pins anymore? That's what I want to know.
Click, click. Actually, I do mind.
Like, okay, you and your pin can stop taking meth now during the meeting, so what are you doing?
And it's like they're just, it's like they're clenching their jaws while they're doing it, just doing it as fast as they can. Enough already!
Like every time a little wheel in their head turns, they gotta click, 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 click.
I know! Actually, I do mind.
You should have been like, can I borrow your pen? And then they just thrown it! Like, as hard as you could against the wall. And then, yeah, and then, oh, there was a bug. I had to get the bug.
That's right. Oh, and the bug pooped on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm going to have to throw it away. Stomp, stomp. The bug is still alive. Stomp.
Now, I want to do this one really quick because with people like Rosie and Archer and Jerry and Darla and everybody in the thing that has such a personality and can be a wiseacre, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this really quick. We don't have a song for it, but I'm going to do the weirdities because I have another challenge for you all.
Excellent.
So, in Dallas, there's a lady at the Thai food restaurant who had two thumbs on her left hand and one thumb on her right hand. She had all her other fingers, but for some reason, she just kept that extra thumb on her left hand. Mm-hmm. I want people to name all the things you could do with three thumbs. Go. Okay. You can write them on our wall. But I want unique ideas. For instance, she'd be the best hitchhiker ever. There you go. There you go. Multiple.
She could pick her friends and her nose. And her friend's nose.
That's right. So that's just that little bit of moment.
Or was one of them a toe? Was one of them like a toe that was sewn on there? Or was it they were all genuine thumbs?
They were all genuine thumbs.
Wow.
All genuine thumbs.
I'm sorry.
She gave the thumbs up. It was... Three
you
out of 11
really
fingers.
Good. Thumbs up. You're like, yeah, I'm rocking this. It's got three thumbs. So awesome. My face hurts tonight.
I know,
I'm laughing
I know.
So
my
much.
Goodness.
It's almost like a little ab workout, too. I'm like, oh, so funny. Okay, so, well, speaking of, should we move on and through weirdities to this while they're thinking of all the things with for thumbs.
Yes.
Now, you had a friend. Will you tell about your friend, and then I'll tell about mine, who chased you?
Yes. Yes, because we have to do this one.
We have to.
Hang on. That one is, it's so disappointing. No.
No, it's still under weirdity.
Oh, we'd put it under weirdity?
Yes.
So, first of all, my hand is the picture on the weirdity's banner. Okay? I'm double jointed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my thumb and my fingers can all do that. It doesn't hurt. And I used to do that, and I used to chase my friend Tanya around the house, and she would squeal like a pig because she didn't want me to touch her because it was weird.
It's freakish. Freakish.
Freakish. Freakish. Which leads us into this next segment that we're both going to get punched next time. We're going to get donkey punched next time we see her.
When we were kids, you know, I've known Darla. She knows the exact amount of time, but it's 30 plus 32 years or something like that, maybe 33 years. But when we were very young children, she have a booger on her finger, and she would chase me around, and I would gag. I would scream and gag, just like your friend would scream and gag when you chased her around with your mutant hand.
Did you see her response? She goes, oh, my God, no!
She knew. It had to come out. Literally. She did. Well, we were little kids, you know, and I'd scream, and she would just get a joy. You know what? This is payback, Darla, for, I love you so much, but this is payback for that and for when I fell asleep with my mouth open and you completely filled my mouth up with close-up toothpaste, the red-hot toothpaste, and or when I fell asleep first and you dotted me all over my body, face, arms with fingernail polish. Or she was, if you were the first one to sleep, you got, oh my God. One time we were both in on this when we ruined this girl's Jerry Curl. Do you remember Jerry Curls from the 80s? She was the first one to sleep and we put lotion in her hair. And it straightened that side of her hair and she woke up, oh my God, my mom's going to kill me.
Oh, no.
And we're like, that's weird. I don't know how that happened. That's weird. Whoops.
Oh my gosh, now my stomach really hurts.
So we love you, Darla. Sorry,
we do love you, Darla, but we had to do that.
But when you have, you know, now I'm sure she's gonna say so. She's like, oh my God.
She can't talk right now, but she will donkey punch us the next time she sees us.
Oh yeah, yes. Well, I'm sure she'll get us back on the air or get me back on the air. Ah, oh, Shawelia, that's almost enough. But then, on top of all of this, we still have another live segment of 30-odd seconds of penis coming up for you guys.
Live. So, live.
Yeah.
Live.
I just find this lamp to be terrifying somehow. It's just too spooky for me.
Our old friend Edgar.
Edgar, who walked into the store the other day and said, is that a straight jacket?
Whoa. My yes. Neighbor Lefty, the one we always talk about that's like Edgar or whatever, and we were working on, you know, like I said, we're remodeling, and we had all this wood on the front porch, and we wanted to take it to the backyard, so, you know, it's not too... Anyway, so... He's so curious about what's going on, but he wouldn't even look at you when I tried to introduce you guys or whatever. And so he's standing, I'm walking through the yard with lumber on my shoulder and I glance over and he's standing across the street and he looked like a doe, like a deer in the headlights, and he just kind of slowly moved his hand back and forth to wave like some strange doll. Hello.
He's going to be so sad.
Hello.
We never thought about Lefty.
We never thought. This whole thing's off. The move's off. I can't leave Lefty. How am I going to know what season it is if I don't see him walking around with his hands covering his nipples? How am I going to know?
Aww.
And I don't know, you know, a non-work day is a blue shirt and a work day is a red shirt.
Oh, see, there you go.
I know his codes. I know these things. Anyway.
Poor and guy. His lettuces, his Korean lettuces.
Yes, yeah, oh my gosh, we had the whole yard done, and he was just like, you could tell he was over there like, oh, squawks and burr, or they're cutting down all their lettuces, oh. Too late.
You may have to tell, make it in the contract that you have to let the crazy guy across the street.
It's part of the lease when you lease the house.
He has to have the lettuces.
All lettuces henceforth belong to a man named Lefty who lives across the street and who will... Stock
may or may not be covering his.
He'll gawk at you like a baby chick in a little nest, and then finally they'll go and come over and go, "Can I have your lettuces?" Oh my gosh, that's so mean. I actually like him. He's not.
He's very nice.
Yes, if you have 2 hours to chat,
yes.
He's real nice.
And please don't ever walk into your house if your trunk is still open.
Oh no, he gets upset and points around. Nothing. He'll guard it for you, though.
Yes, he'll just stand there. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I think we've come to our penis. I think we've come to penis now.
We've come to penis now.
That's a lot of penis.
30-odd seconds of penis.
That's a lot of penis.
30-odd seconds of penis.
That's a lot of penis.
The best intro ever. Poor Steven.
I know. We never even got his permission. We just stole that from him.
I know. Are you ready?
Oh! That was just an amazing backhand stroke, Moo. Did you see just how hard Penis hit his ball into the opponent's court?
The ball is definitely in their court now.
Ooh, we are now early in the fifth set. Oh, Moo, did you just see that?
Oh, my!
Yes, Moo, Penis is really on top of his game.
How was Penis able to maneuver that quickly across the court?
I don't know, but it was well struck. Stroked? No, struck. Ace!
Penis's opponent had no chance, unless maybe we widened the court a little.
The last time I saw Penis do a golden slam like that was, what, 3 years ago?
Yes, it was when Penis was working on his ground stroke.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it's 15 love. Soon we should expect a tweener, I think.
Isn't that illegal? I thought Penis didn't like tweeners.
Right. I imagine Penis will spank it.
Oh, right. You mean to hit the ground stroke flat with a lot of pace.
And that flat shot ends this dead rubber.
I need a drink. For those of you that aren't sure, it's a tennis game, just saying.
With actual tennis terms. You know, like penis.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's spend the next 5 minutes just going, yeah.
But you have to have your finger, yeah, like that. There you go. Have your finger on your chin.
Yes.
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 Thank you guys so much for not only waiting for us, but putting up with us in our radioactive insanity.
Yes.
And being in the same building with Hal or tent or whatever it is.
And we're all going to wake up someday and find out this was just a dream, like on the Bob Newhart show.
And that we had two noses. Dun, dun, dun.
The better to smell your onion with. You can't hold
that
onion.
Oh, look, that lady just gave us 3 thumbs up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, until next week, and we will be here next week, as always. We just missed one little show.
One little show. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we have many a thing coming your way.
That's right. We have many a thing.
Onions in condoms.
It's gonna be up in your grill. We're going to lick you right in the mouth. And we're going to say, that's a lot of penis.
That's a lot of grill.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend.
Yeesh. Oh, is that your Schweinstucker? What's that?
Hasta la pasta.
This has been a Hal Slicker production. This is Melissa.
And I'm Robin.
And we're from the Mighty Variety Show with Moo and Sweet Roll.
And you are listening to the Shark Radio Network.